Let's get naked! Or at least I'll share a story of one of my songs inspired by an episode of Firefly. Plus, the Har are featured on this week's show. This is Pub Songs and Stories number 278. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a sci-fi-ish musician and podcaster living here in Atlanta, Georgia. And come adventure with me is my next album, and it comes out on March 4th, and I'm really excited about this. That's what this podcast series is about. Every week, I'm doing an episode of Pub Songs and Stories as I prepare for the CD launch on March 4th, and I hope you'll help me make that happen. If you're new to the show, please subscribe. You can do that at pubsong.com, or just send an email to follow@keltfather.net. Yes, that is a new email address. I don't know why this just struck me the other day. I was like, I should change the episode to follow@keltfather.net, the email. Just makes it a little bit easier. I think people know how to spell follow, right? Yeah, good. Some upcoming shows. This Thursday is Hobbit Drinking Songs on Bandcamp. Tickets are $20. However, if you are a patron, you can save 50%. Follow the link in the show notes for details. Goblin Market Frost Fair is happening on Saturday, March 23rd through 24th, and the 30th and 31st, I'll be at Sherwood Forest Fair. I'm doing a show with Brobdingnagian Bards and Guns and Drums. That's playing with my partner, Jamie Hauser. So look for me there. I also have a cat show. So lots of cool stuff that's going to be happening. And April 19th through 21st, I'll be at Jordan Con here in Atlanta. So, of course, March 4th is the CD release, and in a moment, I'm going to talk about the newest song that I want to feature, which is called Naked. I'll tell you about that in just a second. It's a fun story. But I'm also doing a poll, but of course, I kicked off the show with Bright Side of Everything, which is from my last album, Selkuth, or if you prefer, my last CD. You have CDs? That's your response, in case I happen to mention it. Bright Side of Everything is from Selkuth, and I was just kind of curious, what are your favorite songs on Selkuth? There is now a poll in the Gunrunners Club over on Patreon. If you're a patron, go cast your vote. I'd love to know your thoughts of your favorite songs. I don't know if you actually need to be a actual patron to vote. I'm trying to set it up so you don't have to. So give it a shot. Let me know if you are not a patron and you were successful in voting. I'd love to know. So I'm going to play some music from The Har in my continuing effort to highlight some of the bands that I love. This is one of the tracks that was featured at the beginning of the year on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, Wild Rover. And it's a wonderful take on a traditional song with a little bit of a twist to the end. There's a story about it from the band on show number 643 of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, which I recommend you go check out if you haven't already done so. This is from their CD, Where Old Ghosts Meet.
I've been a wild rover for many's the year. And I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no. The wild rover, no, never, no more. I went to a frequent, and I told the old lady my money was spent. I asked her for credit. She answered me, nay, such a custom as yours I can have any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, never, no more. Sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskies and wines of the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done, them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oft times before, oh, I never will play the wild rover no more. store, so I bought from her whiskey and wines of the best, and then lay on my back with the knife in my chest, as she took from my pockets the rest of my gold. And she stood there and laughed as my body went cold, and it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more. And it's no,
what a great song, huh? So despite the fact that I am not out walking like I said I was going to be in the last episode, I'm going to try to do that at least every now and then, but I'm not going to use that to stop me from actually getting this podcast completed when I need to. So I decided to go ahead and record this episode in my studio, and hopefully maybe the next one I'll get outside. But that's part of my goal, is to get out and walk and get some exercise, which is why I did a 40-minute workout episode. Well, that's not entirely the reason. I was also promoting a Kickstarter for that. But there is a 40-minute workout episode of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. There's a link in the show notes. Check it out if you need some inspiration to get you moving. Some great music there. It's all instrumental, too. Really cool. The show is brought to you by my supporters on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast or my music, please join the club. You can get something new every week. It could be a bonus podcast, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, stories from the road. Plus, you'll get access to videos like my Coffee with the Celt Father video concerts. You want details? Email follow at keltfather.net. A big thanks to some of my newish patrons, Mikael, Mia, Hank, Angela, Jeff, and Laura. Thank you all so much. These are some longtime and some new patrons in that mix, so I really appreciate it. If you want to support, send that email to follow at keltfather.net, and you will find a link to my Patreon page, or just go to markgunn.net. That's another way. Lots of ways. Follow at keltfather.net. Let's just keep it simple. Follow at keltfather.net. And of course, if you can't support me financially, that's okay. Just sign up on Patreon for free. You can do that. I post at least a monthly blog, but sometimes a little bit more just for you. So hope you enjoy. All right, let's get naked with the song Naked from my CD Come Adventure With Me. This is a song that was inspired by the episode Trash from the TV show Firefly. So a quick recap. The episode starts with Malcolm Reynolds sitting naked on a rock out in the open desert, and he's like, yeah, that went well. And then it takes a flashback, and we meet Mal, who is with his war buddy Monty, and then he meets Bridget, and Bridget turns out to be Mal's nemesis, Saffron, who's this beautiful former companion who invites him, in an effort to save her own skin, to be a part of a heist. And now the whole episode touches on the idea of vulnerability, and some of it is naked, being physically naked. Some of it is emotionally naked. And that's where I came in with a lot of the song when I was writing it. I know my own self. I have a little bit of trouble expressing my emotions. I've written at least one song about it, which is She's Shiny. You know, trying to express yourself in a public forum is disconcerting, let's just say. So I wanted to write a song that was basically about that, about people, interactions, emotional interactions with people who are trying to hide their emotions. So I'm going to go through the lyrics and share with you a few thoughts as we go through the song, okay? So, you're a stunning lady, your emotions you hide. You tear down my defenses with a wink of an eye. So this first verse, of course, just lays it all out. It's about meeting someone who's just, you know, absolutely beautiful, but she doesn't want to express her emotions. And yet, she's very good at getting you to express your emotions. It goes straight into the chorus. You think it's a game that only you can win, but that is insane, girl, because it's you who is naked. And this part is inspired by the idea that a lot of the way Saffron interacts with Mal in the episode, Mal says, you think it's a game. You know, that you're trying to play me. He does that, I think, in the episode Our Mrs. Reynolds as well. He's like, you're trying to play me. You're trying to treat this like a game, but it's not. This is, you know, actual people. And part of Saffron's lack of emotional vulnerability is the fact that she is playing it as a game instead of trying to actually interact in a real way. So you think it's a game that only you can win. But of course, the protagonist in the song is saying, but that's insane, girl, because it's you who's naked. I can see exactly where you're coming from and what you're trying to hide, despite your best efforts. That I undress your heart, you choose to downplay. Try to reclothe your thoughts, but your feelings you betray. And I love this because, of course, now I'm using the idea of being clothed, both physically and with emotions, just like they did in the episode, undressing your heart, taking down, trying to figure out what exactly you feel. I'm able to do that for you. And you try to downplay it. You don't think it's not, yeah, whatever, you know, I'm fine. And you try to hide a little bit more. You try to reclothe your thoughts, but it only reveals a little bit more about your own insecurities, your own emotional insecurities. And then back to the chorus, you think it's a game, the only you can win. Then I go into a bridge. You're breaking down now, can I hold you when you cry? Now this whole scene is taken from the very end of the episode when they have escaped with the Lassiter and this laser gun trying to steal, and they've escaped and they're on a ship and they're talking, and if she has met one of her exes, one of the people that she's betrayed in the past, and Mal's like, huh, is this someone that you actually loved, that someone you actually cared about, and yet you betrayed them? And he's trying to understand, and he's recognizing that there's some emotional vulnerability that's actually happening, even though she's trying to hide it, like I mentioned in the chorus. You think it's a game that only you can win. But here he's recognizing this fact, and he tells you, can I hold you when you cry? And that is one of the moments when Saffron breaks down. But of course, if you've seen the episode, she doesn't just break down. She actually steals his gun in the process. Or will you disarm me? Which, of course, disarm can be two different ways. You can be disarmed physically with the gun, or are you trying to disarm me emotionally so that I don't catch the fact that you're actually crying and such before you tell me goodbye and leave me naked. That, of course, harkens back to Mal being naked in the desert at the beginning of the episode. And with the before you tell me goodbye is more of a my story line, you know, saying, are you trying to, you know, leave and leave me naked, feeling emotional and such? And then the final verse goes to, don't shut yourself off. There's no need to hide. I want to know every part of you. Please let down your guard. And this is, of course, trying to encourage the woman to open themselves up, to make them feel comfortable. And that there's nothing about them that they need to actually worry about, because in a relationship, you know, the goal is to open yourselves up to each other, and all the emotional vulnerability, all of it just laid out, which is a difficult thing to do for some people, I've heard. that's the lyrics to the song, which I love how it came out. There are some more I want to talk about the song, because the musically it had a different take. The chord structure, I started off with this G C G C dun dun dun. This nice little progression, and I confess that I stole it entirely on Spotify, and I heard this song called Second Chances by Gregory Alan Isakov. There's a link to him in the show notes, but I love that his little progression. That was all I listened to that I was like, I'm going to do something like that, and so I took that idea and I created this little thing. This little progression. You can go probably stream that on Spotify. I haven't gotten permission to actually feature the music, which would have been lovely. Actually, I guess I could put a little clip, but I don't have owned the track either. So, but it's a beautiful song if you want to check out that too. But I love that little progression, and a lot of the way that I sing the song as well, because it is very different. It is not Celtic style in the least. It is definitely more a folk, how the music comes off. And that part of it is that progression. Part of it, obviously, there's the lyrics, which are completely different from most of the more Celtic-y songs that I've put out there. But I had so much fun creating. Now, I did add one other thing to it. And one of the reasons why I called the song Naked, and why I really loved using the idea of naked, and that is because of the TV show Coupling. If you've never seen the show, it's hilarious. It's sort of like the Friends in London, the TV show Friends in London. And, you know, I think there's like three guys and three girls or something like that. I'm drawing a blank on there. Who all was in it? It's been a long time since I've seen it. But in one of the first episodes, the women are talking, and they make a comment saying that that a guy can't hear the word naked without having to adjust himself, which I thought was just freaking hilarious. So actually, in one of my early versions of the song, I just repeated naked, naked, naked at the end, which is just fun. But it was vetoed by people. So one of those not so great ideas, even though I still loved it. It has such a great feeling. I just love the idea of comparing getting dressed and undressed and naked and vulnerability in that fashion. It's such a wonderful, just a wonderful idea and theme. So I'm going to finish up the show with the song, but I have a couple words right after I feature it. This is Naked from my upcoming album, Come Adventure With Me.
You think it's a game, and only you can win.
I hope you enjoyed that song. It is, again, one of the tracks on Come Adventure With Me, which I'm so proud of this album. Again, I'm writing more music. Well, I don't know if I'm writing a whole lot. I would like to be writing more music, but I did write this album. I think there's just a couple tracks that are not by me, and I love how it sounds. I love the Mitchell Peterson did the audio editing, and he just did a spectacular job. We went through a zillion revisions. It just sounds wonderful, particularly this track. And then Nikki O'Shea did the stellar graphics. She's done a number of my graphics over the years. Happy Song, one of my Happy Songs of Death albums. What Color Is Your Dragon? Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. Just a lot of great artwork. I highly recommend her art. And I love it. I love seeing it and sharing it. So I'm really excited for you to see it. The album comes out on March 4th. I'm hoping to do some pre-release stuff. In fact, you could probably buy the album on pre-release now. It should be available on all the download sites and whatnot. Or if you prefer Spotify and such like that, then it should be available for a pre-release there as well. But I am putting together some bundles, some Come Adventure With Me bundles, and I think you're going to love it. So go check those out in my store. Follow the link in the show notes or sign up to my mailing list. Send me an email. follow@keltfather.net. Thank you so much for listening to Pub Songs and Stories. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson. You can follow and listen to the show on my Patreon or wherever you find podcasts. This is the really cool thing. You can, if you're a patron, you can get most of my podcasts on Patreon. Sign up to my mailing list to learn more about the songs featured in this podcast and discover where I'm performing. Remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on your environment. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com.